is Jacqueline from McKee Radio with an important breaking news report. If you are sitting outside on April 16th in eastern North America, you may have seen a wondrous sight. That day, millions of red admiral butterflies flew in, or perhaps blew in, from the southern United States. Drew Mockman is a local nature watcher and writer living in Peterborough, Ontario. He tracks the habits of animals, including butterflies. He told TKN that the April 16th migration was completely unprecedented. The red admiral has never been seen in these kinds of numbers. He said on that day there were probably several million butterflies, most of them red admiral, but there were other species as well. Why did this happen? This year in the southern United States, like Texas, where the butterflies began their journey, the winter was amazingly mild, said Monkman. This allowed more butterflies to survive the winter and reproduce. And then, says Monkman, the winds blew out of the south and the butterflies rolled them across the Great Lakes and into Ontario. He said the mild conditions are probably related, unfortunately, to climate change, at least indirectly. In other words, global warming likely contributed to the warmer temperatures. Not only did the mild winter allow the butterflies to thrive, but it meant that more of their favorite plants thrived as well. Each species of butterfly lays its eggs on a specific plant. The red admiral lays its eggs on the nettle. Monarch butterflies lay their eggs on milkweed plants. And the swallowtail butterfly lays its eggs on fennel or dill plants. Butterflies also need plants for nectar. Huge influx of butterflies was seen through Ontario and into New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. People were typically seeing dozens in their backyard, said Monkman. He also said some people told them they pulled off the highway to avoid hitting the butterflies with their cars. There was another flight of butterflies in May, said Monkman. It wasn't quite as large, but it was still very impressive.
Do you think this was a good news story? Why or why not?
I think this was a good news story because it teaches you about real information and butterflies so students and even adults can learn about. Also, I love animals and it would be great to learn about them. That is why I think this was a good news story. Thank you for listening. This has been a McKee Radio News Report. Wow.